Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. Welcome to WFHR Mornings. James, Melissa, Seth all here. 9:05 on the clock. We hope you're having a great day out there, everybody. Got some fun things to get into this hour. Of course, that ain't right stories a little later. Some good stories of the day as well. We're going to touch on some local events also. Wanted to kick things off with this one here because man, this seems like an interesting article that a lot of us can take different things from. We all fall into routines, rituals, and ruts. So how much time do you think you spend on autopilot? At work, at school, at home, with your significant other. I mean, any of these
driving.
Things. Driving, you know, all that stuff. According to new research, the average American will spend just over 10 years of their life on autopilot, which is about 10% to 15% of your life.
Wow.
To put it another way, that's about 1,400 hours each year, 27 hours a week, or almost 4 hours a day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In one poll, 64% of adults say that their daily routine hardly ever changes. The majority of people who are stuck in a rut say that it is holding them back, but some admit that they procrastinate on doing new things. Mm. Some of the things people would like to do but have yet to set into motion include learning a new skill or craft, traveling the world, starting a new career, learning an instrument, and reigniting friendships.
Ooh, those are all very cool.
I like that. Reigniting friendships. I like that.
Those are all good things.
I am on the opposite end of the spectrum, where I need to have a life. I could probably use to go on autopilot more often. I've learned the hard way on this. I literally had to stop doing the thing I love the most in this world to let my brain heal because I have not ever done that.
Yep.
And I don't want other people to have to come to that place where they are in that position.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling with this. Yeah, one of my best friends in the world doing the part. I should be supporting him and be happy for him. And instead, I am those things, but there's still a good 5% of me that's very angry at myself and very, very, it will not let it go.
And disappointed.
And very disappointed in myself. Yep. Very disappointed
not
in myself.
In yourself.
Well, I am.
but you shouldn't be.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You're disappointed at missing out on what you want to do.
But see how heavy my guilt is? Like,
yeah,
I immediately
stop it.
Took that right on because that's where I'm at with it. You guys don't need to be there. Like, don't let it come to that. If there, I see that this article, I double check this, and the data is there. It does speak to how we live our lives. But the other thing Americans are just as guilty of is workaholics and being overworked, having no time in your day to just zone out, to just vent. Your brain needs time to relax.
It does.
There's a reason why binging is popular,
or
couch
adult
potato,
color books,
all these things. Why you will see so many times somebody in a park reading a book.
Yep.
You know, that kind of thing. Because our brains need a break. We put a lot onto it. Think of your brain like a car engine. If you're trying to go 100 miles an hour 24/7, you're not going to make it to that third hour.
Especially if you don't put gas in or change the oil now and then.
Yeah, there you go.
Or, you know, your wiper fluid.
And there is not a person in human history...
Interesting one. Okay,
that one. Don't you guys remember that joke?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I that was good. I should have run over that. That was a good joke.
That's all right.
I one of the things that bothers me about this too is that we guilt people all the time. We say have a life, but then what do?
Yeah.
Like, hey, lazy over there. Hey, lazy bones or whatever or something like that.
Yep.
No, there's got to be a balance. We got to get better at this. And I'll say this. I think the younger generation's got this right. I know a lot of, I work with, whether it's teachers or here, you know, or anything, work with some younger people. And every one of them have something in common. They work during the week. When it is hours to work, they are giving it 100%, giving everything they got. Soon as they're done for the day or done for the weekend or something like that, they're checked out.
They're done.
They're done. Yep. They're done. You are not going to get a hold of that person.
Yep.
I admire that. I think that that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's a great way to live. It's something that I'm even trying to learn more and more to do.
Yeah. And it's possible in some careers. Some it's not. But
yeah, right.
Very
right.
true.
It's
very
true.
True.
Yep.
There are certainly plenty of times where you've got to adapt to the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
But we could also hear this perfect time to bring up the 4-day work week.
Yep.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah,
they have been finding success with this in other countries.
They have.
They have the data to back it up.
They do. It's good stuff.
And also, it's also one of those things, too, where the whole starting a new career, I think that that's where some of this comes from, too, is people being zoned out at a job or just, you know, they've hit the wall at that said job and everything. Yep. So moving on.
Time to do something else.
Exactly.
This is just this is stuff to just keep in mind, I think. You know, I would hate to. Man, I don't believe anybody has ever gotten to the end of their life and looked back and said, man, I'm glad I was on autopilot for that.
I wish I would have worked more.
Yeah, right.
Man,
if only I'd gotten that extra hour of overtime.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my life could be so different. So I'm like, No, actually,
you're fine.
We have some wonderful things going on in our community, not only today, but next week and going forward. And man, October 7th is a big day.
Such a big day.
Not only are we going to get a chance to go take our morning show on the road, we got a road game. We were talking about that before earlier. We'll be at Family Natural Foods that day. Melissa and I will be broadcasting live and direct from Family Natural Foods. It's going to be such a fun time as we help them celebrate their 76th anniversary. We are right 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
They're going to have great sales.
Yeah, and door prizes, 20% off a bunch of stuff, and supplements, essential oils, and CBD. And
I'm going to bring a trailer.
So that I can
take everything home with me that I'm going to buy.
Melissa's going to be shopping focused. So you're going to also, that's actually going to work out for us because I will interview you, Mel.
Guess what I found in this aisle?
It'll be great, yeah.
We can't wait to join Steve and Katrina and the rest of the gang over there. It's going to be such a fun time. We're looking forward to that. And also coming up on October 7th is the opening night for The Odd Couple, the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's premiere. Just the opener of their season. Yeah. Premieres on October 7th. Our own Seth Habhegger going to be playing one of the most legendary comedic roles there's ever been in Oscar Madison.
Wait, I am?
Yeah.
Didn't you know, Seth?
I didn't mean to tell you that on the air. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
No.
By the way, here's your script.
Yeah.
Seth has been at this, working hard at this, and just a big shout out to you for taking on the role, man. I know you jumped in about a week in and everything, so good on you. And to the crew, too, because everybody, as I know, people have to adapt to you as well. And so a big shout out to the whole cast.
We got a lot
of our favorites in there. Tim Young is in there, Moselle that we mentioned earlier. Our own Heather, well, I used to be our own Heather Sayers is in there, too, and stuff, and some new people as well.
Some new faces and some old favorites. Yeah, it's a good mix of both experienced and inexperienced. But we love having those new people in there. Get that new blood in there, people trying something new that maybe they're not super comfortable with, but they're going to give it a try. And I got to give them a lot of credit for that.
How has it gone jumping back into the rehearsals?
Not bad. I mean, we have lots of rehearsals coming up because the show is coming. And it actually went really, really well last night, I have to say. Having been away for, you know, basically a week, I missed, you know, of course, because I was on vacation. And but I was able to kind of slide back in, and it went pretty darn good. So I'm feeling okay. We're going to, like I said, we got some stuff still to work on.
Yeah,
we're
working last night the first night with costumes?
No. We've been bits and pieces here and there, and we'll be doing it over the weekend. And then, of course, our dress rehearsals will be starting next week as we get ready for the premiere on Friday, like James said, Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock next week is our first two shows. And then the week after that, we've got four shows coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. What can you say? It's The Odd Couple.
It's Neil Simon.
Yeah. Neil Simon's greatest play, probably.
It's America's greatest playwright with arguably his greatest play.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
You'll be laughing throughout the entire thing. Even if you've seen it before, if you've seen the movie, you've seen the TV show, there's nothing like seeing the actual play itself on stage. Nothing like it.
Well said. Again, it premieres October 7th at 7. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. You can always get them the day of at the front, just as you walk into Centralia Center. You'll get your tickets, and you're going to take an amazing show in a beautiful theater. One of the best theaters I've ever performed on. That's my second home.
WRCT is so lucky. I've been part of so many community theaters that don't have a home.
Oh, they have a beautiful facility.
Or they don't have a nice stage, and they've got a great one here. So support them.
And get there early because you want to hit up the concessions. You can get wine and beer and snacks.
Some snacks, yep. Get ready.
Which you can take into the theater with you.
You can. That's right.
Do always like to encourage people, too, that if you can support theater, we encourage you to do that, whether it's Outrageous or things from the WRCT or CPAC, any of these places.
Or our schools.
Our schools, mm-hmm. especially, yes. God, please support these kids. Go to these school plays. Go to them. Go to every one of them if you can.
Yep.
And be a part of them if you can, because we always want that, too. And it doesn't always mean on stage. You can work behind the scenes and stuff. They have auditions coming up for Miracle on 34th Street. Those auditions will be Monday and Tuesday, October 17th and 18th at 6:30. The performances will be in December. Mm-hmm. It is directed by one of the best directors we have in this community, and Susan Egrin.
That's right.
So you are going to be in good hands.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm curious to talk to Susan about this. I don't know how many holiday shows she's done. With her career, she's, I mean, done it all almost. I'm very curious to know about that.
And this is a big show.
Yeah.
There's a large cast for this show.
Yes.
Yeah. So we need you all to come out and have fun with this. Mm-hmm. There ain't many more, because I only have done one holiday play, It's a Wonderful Life. I didn't get the chance to really experience it the way that like I usually do these things. But this is a really fun time of year, and it's a fun process.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's, you know, putting in time to do this, so everybody makes sure that you're having a good time.
Well, and the great thing about theater is that you bring a group of people together that maybe don't know each other, and you become this big family. Everybody supports everybody else and helps lift you up and encourages you to express yourself. It's just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more on WRCT as we get closer to October, because they have, of course, their annual Halloween fundraiser dance party they're going to be doing.
That's going to be fun.
I want to talk more about that, of course, and plenty more. Again, go to wrctheater.org, support the arts, support local. And speaking of which, we, of course, want to encourage you to check out Outrageous tonight.
That's right.
I thought you were going to make a Halloween joke.
It won't be scary tonight at Outrageous.
Nice.
That was a reach. That was a reach.
Was
I don't know.
I'll still take it.
These artists are going to use bold colors with hands and brushes, and they're inspired by the troupe's vocalists, musicians, and dancers. They're going to race to complete the paintings before the last note is played in this just amazing creation that's combining all these different art forms together, and you get to watch it unfold right before your eyes.
It's such a cool show.
It is, and
it's one of the most unique shows I've ever heard of.
It takes place at 7:30 tonight. There are still tickets available. This is a one-time performance in our area. So if you want to catch the show, you have to do it tonight.
You can go to savorthearts.org right now to get the tickets for that. Or you could be caller number three.
You're going to be caller number three. You're giving away more tickets, James?
Yep. This is our third set of tickets we have been able to give away. And a big shout out to Sally Kistner and the Arts Council for letting us do this. Sally knows how much we love giving things away. So she just hit us up with a couple of more tickets overnight. And that was great.
Nice.
So since it's our third set of tickets we're going to be giving away, we've got two right here burning a hole in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I want to get them in yours. Give us a call, 424-2600. That's 424-2600. Call up right now. Win yourself two tickets to see Outrageous. You can, of course, go to savorthearts.org to get your tickets as well.
Great.
Yes, indeed.
Tickets are $36 for adults and $10 for students.
Going to be a great show. Call up 424-2600 and support the arts, support local. Going to have a great time at the PAC tonight.
Yes, indeed.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll talk to our winner, and we'll have some fun when we come back on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. We got Melissa's news coming up in a little bit. Looking forward to that. And got some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day coming up with you. 9:21 o'clock, Seth, Mel, and James here with you. And this story came out on the 22nd of this month. I wanted to wait a little while because I don't like to cannibalize our news. And whenever it comes to like Wisconsin Public Radio or things like that, when they have these featured articles, I try to give it a couple of days so people will hopefully read them.
Right.
But I could not turn away from this one because it's just so cool. So diving in Madison's Lake Mendota can be tricky in September when the water limits visibility to about a foot. It's even trickier when you're excavating a 3,000-year-old hunk of carved wood, the oldest of its kind to ever been discovered in the Great Lakes region.
Yep. Wow.
No, you hadn't heard about this.
I had not heard about this.
Cool. I was hoping one of you hadn't.
I reported on it.
Yeah, it was a great story. It was a great one. You did a great job with it, Mel.
So after months of preparation, divers on Thursday pulled an unfathomable old canoe from Madison's largest lake while onlookers and local dignitaries cheered. The canoe made a millennia ago by hollowing out a single piece of white oak now has the consistency of wet cardboard. some maritime archaeologist Tamara Thomason, who is part of the team that spent a week excavating the nearly 15-foot long object.
Wow.
This is just, like, first shout out to these divers and being able to bring this thing up and do this and finding it and doing it. Yeah.
Because they had to hand excavate it.
Yes. That's not, I mean, underwater.
Right.
Underwater. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Jeez, that's amazing.
Just, I mean, it would be incredible hard to do, period, let alone in the water.
Yeah.
Well, and think about the fact that it was buried in mud.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you're down at the underneath water in a lake bed, hand excavating something you can't see.
Exactly. Basically, yeah. You're right.
And think about how well this thing must have been made.
Oh, mm-hmm. 3,000 years.
3,000.
I know it's not usable anymore. But
yeah,
It's still...
It's intact.
Yeah, it's recognizable. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that something is 3,000 years old and it's recognizable
and
even
it's still 14 and a half feet long.
Man, you just think about the craftsmanship it takes to build something like that.
Can you imagine as they're down there digging, like, man, we're still going. We're at 10 feet. Huh, there can't be much more of this left. Oh, man, 4 more feet.
I mean, what are the chances it's fine? Oh, my God, keep going. And maybe just as shocking as all of this, it's the second time this has happened.
Yeah.
It's the second ancient canoe that Thomason's discovered in Lake Mendota. She spotted a 1,200-year-old dugout vessel while scuba diving on her day off of work in June of 2021.
Wow.
Yeah, but this one is so much older.
Older, I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is some remarkable work. You know, hats off to her with all the dedication for doing this stuff, because that's tedious work.
Yeah.
Very tedious.
It's just fascinating. And a shout out to all of our local divers out there and all the people that were able to find this and stuff.
Very cool.
The New York of Wisconsin back in the day is one of the headlines of this, and I thought that was kind of cool. The presence of two such extraordinary significant archaeological findings in the same body of water may indicate Wisconsin's Four Lakes region was a substantial population center for indigenous people.
Yes. It really sounds
that's
that
awesome.
Way.
So that's where the phrase, if you've heard this before, the New York of Wisconsin, that's where that comes from,
right.
Is that this was really the hub, this area, this state,
well,
I should say.
And it makes sense, too, considering that there's four, you know, bodies of water that are very close together. That would make a ton of sense to set up your settlement there because you've got all the resources that you need. You know, you've got, of course, it was very forested, heavily forested at the time. And they have, you know, the water there. And, of course, abundant wildlife for game and you know so yeah.
And if I apologize for not being able to name these, but if from taking some Native American studies courses and stuff and different things, some of the oldest tribes in our country in the world were here in Wisconsin or here in the Midwest.
Yes, they were.
So there's that part of it too that just all adds up, and it's just this great tapestry that is American history that is so much fun and awesome and cool. It's just fascinating and just very cool.
And they had members from the Ho-Chunk tribe and the Bad Rivers tribe were there.
Yeah. Nice.
Site when they were excavating.
Very
that.
Good.
Very smart.
Very
smart, cool.
Yes.
Very smart. Very cool. You can find this complete article at WPR.org. That's Wisconsin Public Radio. So just go to WPR.org. And as we always like to say, support local.
That's right.
I wanted to touch on one other thing. Where did it go? Oh, here it is. Okay. I'm going to call this a right story, but you guys all decide at home, and you guys here in the studio can decide and everything, because you tell me. This is the time of year when everyone loses their minds over anything pumpkin spice related, whether for good or bad. Either they roll their eyes or they're jacked and they're excited.
Like I'm doing right now.
Okay,
yeah.
But I have to say, I saw pumpkin spice in the wild for the first time today.
Oh,
really?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't get out much.
And when you do get out, you do very strange things. But other than that,
it's very true. So even though
I wasn't looking for it, Seth.
Pumpkin spice actually exists year round. I don't know if people know that or not.
But, it doesn't appear in the fall.
Gross! It's when you harvest it.
Just. just when it seemed like there was pumpkin spice everything, we have a new one here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
The jewelry company Angelic Diamonds has created the world's first pumpkin spice latte engagement ring.
Just stop it. Stop it. Please.
Why? I thought we were done with when it got to kitty litter.
Nope. Yep. This is the final straw. This was the last thing that had to go.
Engagement ring.
Yep.
Pumpkin spice had to be involved in weddings too.
The ring features a whipped cream shaped center diamond, surrounded by white diamonds and orange sapphires, encasing a cup shod claw. So it's supposed to look like a pumpkin spice latte. Okay, that's got to stop too.
Yeah, that's
calling a pumpkin spice latte a PSL. That's got to stop.
Please.
That's got to stop.
Yeah, right now. Nip it in the bud.
I've seen this a couple of times now, and it's driving me nuts.
A PSL? It sounds like a gaming system. That's a PS2. Don't take that away from PlayStation.
That's where I'm coming from, Alyssa. I'm a huge PlayStation guy, and I say you stay away from that. Yeah. There's also a gold rose band with white diamonds, orange sapphires, and emerald stones down the sides. And if the, I'm not saying PSL, the pumpkin spice latte isn't apparent enough, it also says pumpkin spiced on the inside of the band.
Who's going to buy this?
Someone.
I don't want to meet that person.
Someone will buy it.
The ring is priced.
They will.
At $11,300.
They will spend $11,300.
Somebody will buy it.
To propose to somebody with that?
Ridiculous ring. Yes.
I know the guy. I think I know the guy that's going to buy this. It's the guy who he thinks he knows his girl. He thinks he knows her. And he knows, you know, he, when you ask him, like, hey, what is some of her favorite hobbies and stuff? And he's got like one, two things he can mention.
Oh, but she has pumpkin spice candles in her house.
Yeah, she loves pumpkin spice lattes.
And she has some pumpkin spice in her cupboard.
She's going to love this, man. Oh, this is the perfect wedding ring. Oh, this is going to be great. And then he's going to get down on that knee, open that. She's going to have like all this excitement, all this joy. Yep. She opens it up and she's like, oh my God, this man doesn't know me.
Because this doesn't smell like pumpkin spice.
I didn't think about that. Oh, I wonder if they can make it smell like it. Yeah. I don't know. I think that there are some people out there that'd be pretty happy with this ring. Maybe.
No.
You know, I'm just having a hard time thinking of literally anybody.
I have to see a picture of this. That's ridiculous.
That is pretty ridiculous, right? Okay, I thought I was pretty half on that one.
Anytime you're using something that's supposed to be like a food item for things that are not food eating related, no. Just stop.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that one, Seth. Yeah, that ain't right story if there ever was one.
That ain't right.
Oh, it's ugly.
Plus it's ugly, so why?
It's ugly. Mm-hmm. I would never wear that. Mm-mm. Not for a hot second.
I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd sell it.
Nobody would buy it.
No, that's the thing. As soon as I thought of that, I'm like, well, who would buy it? maybe the fiance. Maybe he'd buy it back.
See, what you do is, but then you just say, you know, hey, I've got this one of a kind ring, and you sell it for more.
Uh-huh.
So you can use it as maybe an investment, but that's it. That's all it's good for.
We are going to take a break. We're going to play Melissa's news while we kind of gather ourselves after that one.
We need a minute. Wait, there's a picture because I Googled images. There's a picture of an actual mug. I like that one better.
That one's better. That
you propose to me with this, I'll marry you.
There you go. There you go. Does Aaron listen to the show? We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Thanks for kicking off with us, 9:37 on the clock. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there, everybody. Thank you for kicking it off here. How often will you get hangry? How often will you get hangry?
Like in life or daily?
In life. In life.
Okay.
We're going to go there first.
Keep my thoughts to myself.
we'll get to them. A new poll found the average American will feel hangry 21,305 times in their life.
Wow.
74% said it happens at least 5 times a week. Here are 10 of the top places and situations you're most likely to feel hangry. Go to the bottom here, number 10, you think?
Yes, okay. Let's start at the bottom.
In a movie theater. Yeah, what? Oh no, I could see that because I'm one of those people like. If I'm going to the movies, I've already taken a mortgage out, basically, to do this.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe I can get some popcorn. Maybe not. Just being honest here. It's not because I'm cheap. It's because I've ran out of money. It's not easy to go to movies.
It's why you eat a can of SpaghettiOs before you go.
Right, there you go. But... I
thank you, right hand. I appreciate that look.
Okay.
I barely hear SpaghettiOs. Me and Chef Boyardee do not get along. We do not. We have some issues, him and I. But in a movie nowadays, there is no movie you're going to see that's less than 2 hours. There's none. They don't make them anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
So you're sitting in that theater for at least two and a half hours.
They almost need to give you an intermission.
So you
can refill your popcorn bucket.
I think we are months, if not years, away from that, Melissa.
I genuinely
think we're
going
to bring that back. People
have to pee.
They just announced that the new Black Panther movie is going to be 2.5 hours, like 2 hours and 40 minutes or something. There's just no way that you can expect an audience to be able to hold their bladder that long.
No, especially when you sell the big gulps that are a mile high.
Just sitting for that long is hard enough.
True.
They've
really increased the comfortability, if that's a word, of theater chairs.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are much more comfortable now. They even recline. You can lay back. It's almost like being in your living room.
Yep.
But until they make it so that like you can pause the movie in the movie theater to get up to go, that'd be hilarious,
Put it to a vote, everyone in the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, everyone, do we want to pause?
Enough people hit the pause button on their chair, that's how they do it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Man, is that good.
That's how you do it.
You copyright that, Melissa.
Boom, baby.
You're going to retire.
I'm going to retire on that.
Yeah, man. Jeez, Melissa's gone.
Let me pitch that.
Take in what you can in my own mouth, because that's a great idea. At a sporting event, very similar.
Yeah,
you go to a baseball game, and same thing for me. If I'm at a sporting event, it's the same thing as a movie for
can't
me.
Miss I don't a minute of the action.
Cannot miss a second of the action. I went to the last three Star Wars movies with my best friend and his son Cole, and during the last one, Cole had to go to the bathroom, so I took him to the bathroom, and I come back and I realize. This is the first time in my life I've ever done that. I've been going to the movies since I was about 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never left a movie while the movie's going on to go to the bathroom. I have probably, in every movie I've ever seen, I've probably needed to, but I have never done it. Because I'm crazy. I'm insane about this stuff. I don't want to miss a second. What I missed was the whole Princess Leia in space thing. I didn't see it until I got home. And when I got to watch it on TV, and I'm like, oh my God, that's the scene
what I missed.
That's what I missed. Like,
okay, but now we know what we're getting James for his birthday when he turns 60.
yes. Maybe 55.
Might have to do it a little earlier, yeah.
Similar to the movie theater experience, sporting event, while baseball gives you some openings.
It really does.
You know,
gives you tons, yeah.
Does it really? Because the lines are so long that by the time you get back, you've already missed an inning.
If you plan it correctly. You got to do it at the right time, see?
The first time I went to a sporting event that was like this, that wasn't a hockey game of my dad's or something, was seeing NIU play, Northern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there and I was so into it. I was so caught up in the action. And this is a MAC team. It's not, the Badgers or something,
yeah, right.
But still had a good, 10,000-15,000 people there or whatever. I was just taking in every little thing, and I couldn't. And it's going into the fourth quarter, and they made this big announcement fourth quarter and stuff, and I realized I've had to go since we got here. And I got to figure this out now because I've been taking everything in, but I did not take in where the restrooms were.
Oh, no.
So I spent a good 2-3 minutes of the fourth quarter looking.
Just
running around looking for where. Yeah. So another one here on number 8, at the pool or at the beach.
Okay.
And I want to say I appreciate the people that hold it when they go to the pool. I appreciate
yes,
you people. We appreciate you people.
We're not talking about peeing. We're talking about eating.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know, but
I get where he's coming from.
I think everybody kind of gets where I'm going
moment,
there. I think everybody gets it a little bit, but I don't blame your confusion.
I was trying to remember what we were talking about.
It's very understandable. It's not even 10 in the morning yet. Understandable. At a doctor's appointment. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Having to wait.
Well, especially if you've had to fast. before your doctor appointment.
Right. Oh, geez. Didn't even think of that. Yeah.
When you're going in for your, you know, colonoscopy or whatever.
Or even to get your cholesterol checked.
Yep.
Because
that's
you have to fast before that, too. Mm-hmm. I did that wrong one time. Had to reschedule.
While you're exercising, traveling like on a long drive or on a flight.
Oh, on a flight, yes. That's the worst. Especially if, like you just experienced, have to get your plane delayed, and then you don't have time to get food before you have to catch
when
your
you
connecting
hit your,
flight.
Yeah, your connecting flight. Yeah, that can be rough. That can be real rough.
How about this one? Running errands. Because this happens to me, not I wouldn't say all the time, but pretty common.
Especially if you're going to the grocery store. Don't go hungry.
Never go hungry.
No. You're so right. I go there and I'm okay. I'm not hungry. I'm fine. And I start looking at things. And I start seeing things. And I'm like, oh, I have no idea I was hungry. I had no idea I haven't eaten today.
Yeah.
I completely forgot to eat today. And here I am at the grocery store.
Yep.
The one place I don't want to be when I'm hangry.
Right. Or you're running errands and you think, oh, this is only going to take me a half an hour. 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Similar to running errands while you're shopping. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Very similar. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number two is at work. Now, this one, I don't know how often this one should happen anymore because there's a lot of things, you know, places that give you a chance to eat. But Melissa is raising her hand. Yes, Melissa. Yes.
This happens to me every time I'm here.
Really? It does?
Yes. Yeah, because I
What are you talking about? What, you're hangry? What? You have no right to be hangry.
I think it happens to Seth,
I hide it better
too.
Than you, Seth.
Yeah, I think it happens to Seth, too.
Well, there's deadlines to meet. I don't have time to run out and get something.
That's right.
And I refuse to download any of those apps.
I don't blame you. I'm very similar about downloading apps. I will only have so many on my phone. I literally have a limit of how many I'll have on my phone.
And I'm not giving up Happy Color.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I have no idea what that is.
It's a coloring app on my phone.
Good on you. At work, I'm in go mode. It's no different than when I'm in a play. I'm in a theater experience.
Yep.
The last show was in Chapter 2 is, I think, one of the first, if only, times I've eaten during a show. And it was just because it was the matinee, and it was in between shows.
Yep.
And I knew, well, all the energy it takes to play, Leo and everything, there's no way I'm going to get through the first scene if I don't eat something.
Mm-hmm.
No collapsing on stage, please. You know?
Yeah.
No, it's kind of bad form.
Well, and I feel you owe it to your cast, you owe it to the audience to give your all. Leave it all on stage every show you give. So you can't do that if you're hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Nope. No, you can't. No.
At home. Makes sense since we spend most of our time there.
Right.
And also makes absolutely no sense.
Because that's where you should have food.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then you got to go and get it.
And you got to make it.
And you got to make
That's why I keep ramen in the cupboard. Yeah,
we just got done. So I did this a little purposefully because we got done earlier doing a story on how much time we spend on autopilot, how much time we spend just blindly going through life or zoning out or whatever.
Right.
And then we also see in this article we are hangry the most at home, where we do tend to do most of this zoning out and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Anybody else see a correlation here? Anybody else see a connection here or anything?
Yeah.
Self-care is important.
Yes.
Thank you, Melissa. Well said.
Very good.
That's exactly, you just summed it up. I would have spent 5 minutes saying that.
You're welcome. You're
nicely done.
Oh, but now we got to fill 5 minutes.
No, it actually keeps us on time. Thank you. So that, we'll come back with some more fun. We got some Daddy Wright stories, good stories of the day. Who knows what trouble we'll get ourselves into. We got one segment left to do it. It's coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us for it. I have an interesting article right here. The 5 most annoying things that can happen with customer support.
Ooh.
This is our featured That Ain't Right story of the day.
All right.
How much do Americans hate sitting on hold with customer support? A new poll found over a quarter of us would rather do our taxes, go to the dentist, or stand in line at the DMV.
Ooh.
Wow.
Only 46% of customer service issues actually get resolved. That is horrible numbers.
What's the percentage?
46.
Whoa.
That is terrible.
46%.
That is horrible. That is pretty terrible.
Yeah. There is no other job in the world that you're going to get away with doing 46% at your job and getting,
That's awful.
Although, some of that is not on the person you're talking to on the phone, but on the company.
Exactly.
I'm not putting any of it on the person on the phone.
I'm just saying that to our listeners. Yeah, yeah. Not you, James.
For me, everything begins at the top.
Yeah.
Everything begins at the top. Mm-hmm. You don't have to look very far to see where things are going wrong with any issue if it's that. Now, while the annual average is 46%, you'll note that there are some businesses, some places where, they're great, and then there's ones that are horrible, and that's why that number gets skewed so much.
Right, but
customer reviews are a good place. Consumer reports.
Yes, absolutely.
So again, 46% of customer service issues can actually get resolved. It takes an average of 3 attempts and 90 minutes on hold to make it happen.
Oh my.
Man.
Who's got that kind of time?
This is getting grimmer and grimmer.
Especially considering the time that you usually have to call is during work hours.
Exactly.
And we're usually working during those times.
Yeah.
Did they make a Black Bear episode about this? I feel like they should have.
Yeah. Here are the 5 most annoying things that can happen when dealing with customer support. Terrible hold music.
Yes.
Gets in your head and it's there all day.
Or
the Muzak version of whatever hit was around right now, you know?
Or even worse, if it has like technical issues and like skips or makes those are the
glitches.
Worst.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is worse.
Not being able to reach a real person quickly and easily. Real person, real person, real person, real person.
And then you try it in different accents.
Yes, yes. I do that all the time.
Or you just mash 0.
Yes. I'm surprised I haven't broken the 0. I know it's not like an actual button nowadays, but I'm surprised I haven't broken the 0 from doing that so much.
Is that why your last screen cracked?
Crunch.
Only having one option to reach out, like you have to call, no emails.
You can only call.
You can't chat or anything like that. Yeah. Exactly.
Or having to call or email multiple times to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
This happens with every cell company I've ever worked with or ever been under. So it's all of them. I'm not picking on one. It's, you're calling about that? Well, let me put you through to. And that was after a half an hour of waiting to talk to that person.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong department. We're going to have to send you to that.
And then you get disconnected.
Yep. Yep. And you're back on hold or something.
Yeah.
And you feel like you are just getting the runaround. Like they're purposely doing that to you. Which makes you not just hangry.
I gotta believe by the law of averages that your instincts are correct on that.
Yes.
As unfortunate as that sounds.
Yes.
But people are not putting, there are businesses that do, certainly, that are noteworthy, but not enough businesses are putting money into these things.
Right.
So there you have just a kick the can. You know, hey, we're having these issues. Just keep kicking the can. Just send them to another thing. Send them to another.
The customer comes first. The customer is always right.
Your call is important to us.
Right. What business can you confidently say does that?
Yep.
There are some.
I'm positive there are. But again, by the law of averages.
Most of them are mom and pop businesses.
Local businesses. We could spend all day on those. I'm thinking of the big conglomerates, but I'm glad you mentioned that, though. Yep. I'm glad you mentioned that, though.
It comes down to saving money.
Yep.
If you're not going to staff the right number of people to answer phone calls and you just go automation, it's because you don't want to spend the money on it.
Mm-hmm. And you don't actually want to serve your customers.
Sounds that way. Mm. It really does.
And then they wonder why they don't have customers after a while.
Yeah.
Well, they're still doing okay. But, you know, if only, 3% of their customers are unhappy, even if it's 15% of their customers are unhappy, they're big enough to absorb that.
You got it.
Doesn't matter.
And finally, having to repeat details when you're transferred or get disconnected. My God, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
A few more that made the top 10, a bad connection or having a hard time hearing them or not being able to resolve an issue online. Mm-hmm. Too many button options, like to talk to a customer
to
service rep, press 9.
As they're going through it, I'm like, okay, wait.
What was that again?
Could be option 2. It might be option 5. Crap, now I forgot.
If you speak Spanish but would like to give your answer in English, press 8. If you would like to, like, there's all these different, like, options. Like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
If you bought the model with the...
If you were born between the years of 1977 and 1977, what does this have to do with anything? Why would... It's crazy. That is messed up. I do think that the note you started with, though, Mel, I would like to end on, this doesn't mean you take your anger out on customer service reps.
Right.
Right.
9 times out of 10, it is not their fault that there's issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
right.
they certainly didn't cause the issues that you're dealing with.
No.
They didn't make that happen. Take your anger out on the right in the right places.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
With your dollars.
Mm-hmm. So, got some good stories of the day we want to dive into. Let's go right ahead and get right in there. Oh, by the way, earlier when I said a subject we're going to dive into later, it was the canoe thing. That's the one I was
referring to. That's what it was. Oh, goodness. I don't even remember 10
Just
minutes ago.
Horrible puns. Horrible. It's what you get here. You get That's positivity, right. you get information, and horrible puns. That's what you get. A guy in Pennsylvania who likes to dress up as Captain America for events got to be a real hero in plain clothes on Monday. He saw an out-of-control truck and realized the driver was passed out.
Ooh.
So he made a U-turn, got to the truck as it was heading towards some houses, dove through the passenger side window, and stopped it.
Whoa!
It turned out the guy was in diabetic shock, but it sounded like he's okay. The driver.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. Very good.
Everybody
very
good. Was okay. As a side note, this guy is now the next action star.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
just sign on. Him up. I mean,
right?
we can let Tom Cruise retire, all these other people. just hire this guy. Just hire this guy. Let him do
it. He can do it in real life. I mean, mm-hmm. come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No stuntman needed.
Yep.
You're going to save some money there. Throw a cape on him. Make him whatever. And yep. just like throw him in that movie. Like, you never know where you'll meet your soulmate. 4 years ago, a 37-year-old woman from Detroit was training for a marathon to lose weight after a divorce, and she started chatting with a runner from England online in an online forum. She eventually flew 3,700 miles to London for their first date. Wow. Now they are married, living in her hometown, and they just had their first baby.
Aww, that's a wonderful
that's
story.
Sweet.
That one got me. I am such a sucker for those stories. I am just horrible. Anything involved with that stuff, man. An animal shelter in Pennsylvania went viral after posting photos of each dog getting a McDonald's double cheeseburger as a special treat.
What?
Someone who'd previously adopted a dog bought around 40 of them.
Okay.
And look at this picture of these dogs. Like, if you need a smile today,
yeah.
Google dog with hamburger in their mouth or something. I've never seen that before, and I will never get that image out of my head. That is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
The dog with a burger in its mouth. That's great. It's the new meme craze right there.
Man, that is perfect. I'm actually saving that picture. I am literally saving that picture. That is too good. There are, of course, other great good stories going on all over the place. We're about to, in just minutes from now, be joined by our friends from the United Way. We are going to be talking about some of the great things that they do over there. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I'm going to put a focus on a Day of Caring. And mm-hmm. just real quickly, want to mention, go to uwswac.org. If you are somebody that could be a part of this, maybe you want to get a team together and be a part of it.
Be a volunteer.
You could be the good story of the day just by doing Day of Caring, just by being a part of that or listening, being a part of any of the other volunteer opportunities that there are out there in our community. There are so many. You could be a part of Meals on Wheels with the ADRC.
For those that don't know, Day of Caring is helping clean up yards. Mm-hmm. With the
That's
leaf
right.
cleanup.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about it for a half an hour, so I didn't want to give away too much.
Sorry.
But no. It's important. It's important to put that in there. And there are other things to do. There are so many ways you can impact your community, even if you don't have dollars and cents to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like all these nonprofits, all these places out here, they'll take it, and we greatly appreciate it because you're putting back in your community. Uh-huh. You are investing in your community, not just donating. But most of us have a couple hours to kill. Mm-hmm. And what were we doing earlier today? And if you guys are right, if you're catching this, I did have a ulterior motive with some of our stories today. How much of our lives we spend just zoning out, just checked out. Mm-hmm. Like, how about spend one of those hours delivering a meal to one of our seniors or seeing what we can do at the VFW and helping out our our vets or donating blood or something. Mm-hmm. Like, we spend so much of our lives just zoned out. Take one of those hours. I'm not saying you got to take the whole time. Just take one of those hours and put it into something good. Because the thing that we don't get a chance to really hit on enough, and it's something that you can't put into words, you're only going to know it if you do it. You do this. You go ahead and you volunteer with one of these events with one of our nonprofits, or you're delivering a meal with Meals on Wheels or something. I promise you. Promise you, you are going to feel as good as the people that are receiving these things.
Yeah.
It feels good. It makes you feel good. It gives you something to the build on through the rest of the day, if not the week, if not the year.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's so many different ways you can impact your community, be a part of things. We encourage you to do that.
Yes, indeed.
We also encourage you to support our shows. Just listen to our shows and nothing else. No. We have got Morning Magazine coming up right after this. Good story of the day, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And, of course, we got more morning show tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. Terry's going to be in studio with us. We'll be hanging out with her. Find out more about the United Way, too, I imagine.
Yes, indeed.
And more fun things, too. And keep in mind, everybody, Outrageous going on tonight.
Yes.
Go ahead and check that out at the Performing Arts Center and in Wisconsin Rapids here.
There are still tickets available. They're 36 for adults, 10 for students, and you don't want to miss this show.
It's going to be a good
awesome.
One. Yeah, it's such an original concept, such an original show. It is going to be very unique, very cool. And keep in mind, a little bit later today, around 6:05, we will have the Paul Chris Show. Wisconsin Badger head football coach will be joining us on these airwaves at 6:05.
Nice.
You guys, great job today. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Have a good day.
You too. You both have a good day. You all be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you soon and later right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.